from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're in Scotland this week for the Open Championship.
You've come to fight a three-man. A three-man you are.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Danny and Dusty on 1080.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
The Fan.
Hour number two here on Danny and Dusty. Dusty out and about. Will Ortner sitting in. Jeff Russ behind the glass. Will Ortner pointing out very very aggressively that he has in fact seen this movie.
I've seen Braveheart twice. Great movie.
Oh, two times, huh?
Two times, huh?
The one time I had hurt.
Was it on TNT?
No, I'd hurt my foot, so I was on Vicodin. So I had to watch it again so that I could remember all of it. There were parts of it that I just needed to watch again. When you have the painkillers because you're hurt.
You know, Braveheart is truly fantastic. You know, the Mel Gibson movie that gets slept on is The Patriot.
No, that's great
movie.
God.
I mean, it's essentially the same as Braveheart.
It's American Braveheart.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And really those were good both, at that.
Those
character.
Were both kind of just before Mel Gibson started just going bat-ass crazy.
Yeah. He's probably crazy. We just didn't know.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy, Caleb Williams and his dad tried to pull some craziness off with his NFL contract. Mike Floria, PFT, has some notes on what Caleb Williams' camp tried to do in securing Caleb's first deal. Now, for those that don't know, Caleb's dad is a venture capitalist and has managed a bunch of real estate holdings and firms and monies. So they're not
hurting.
Not only that, but it's not just that. They're not unfamiliar with the game.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Dinwiddie was a guy in the NBA who opted to get paid in crypto, which like an alternative form. Like,
yeah. The Seahawks had a tackle that did that too.
Yep.
He lost all the weight, and I'm Russell Okung.
Yes.
He's like, I'm smarter than all of you. I got an $18 million contract in Bitcoin, and now it's 22, and then Bitcoin crashed. And it's it's 14.
Yeah. Yeah. How's all that pretend money doing now?
Yeah. And how you sell it and everything else with it. But, I do appreciate players that are trying to do things to maximize their wealth, because these are the secrets.
Thinking
and
outside the bun.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, but
yes,
these are the same things that as individuals we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like these are things that you can't do. Like I'll get in the weeds here a little bit. Like I have an LLC, Meringue Media. that exists out there. That is where everything that I do outside of the studio gets all the money gets put through. My Patreon, Jack Ramsey's, every little thing, any sponsorship, everything gets run through there.
Mm.
That way it protects me, but it also does wonders for me on taxes. it makes things much, much better for me in the long run. And I would, if you have the capacity to go do these things, which I think an LLC still costs $89, it's not a difficult thing to do, but the way you can route things and the way you can manipulate things, you mm-hmm. can make things more advantageous for you on taxes. That is exactly what Caleb Williams tried to do. He said, Florio's article states that multiple sources state that there was an attempt to get Williams paid as an LLC. The CBA, however, does not on the surface foreclose that approach. However, the league decided that it does. If you remember, I mentioned this about a month ago with a new CBA, a point of contention in the NBA that had to deal with the, I guess it was about 3 weeks ago, the Mikal Bridges trade and why an additional player needed to be included financially because even though the plays, again, this is super in the weed stuff, but this is, I think it's kind of important to understand how this stuff all works. There was a player that even though he wasn't a minimum contract, he had the value of a minimum contract. But because of the value of that minimum contract being as it was, he could not be included in the deal because you can only include one minimum contract player, which means they had to put an extra player in there who was technically not a minimum contract player and his value was higher. So and they had to take that to the league to like, hey, does this qualify? You have these points of tension in the CBA. And the same thing happened here because nobody had tried this before. Think about the number of contracts in the NFL. On a given year, it's probably 2,000?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 53-man roster plus, what, 13 practice squad players or so? So, yeah,
and then how
by 32.
And then, but hell, it's probably more than that. It's probably 2,500. When you think about the guys that come and go on a weekly basis that, you know, from the practice squad get signed up and then get released and then, you know, the processing of it all.
Yep.
But think about that. Just the sheer volume of contracts that are signed every single year. Nobody's ever tried this before.
Right. Well, the other thing that is interesting about what he did is another reason it took so long was he wanted a clause in the contract that barred the Bears after the fifth year team option, which he also tried to get rid of. He wanted a clause barring them from franchise tagging him in the sixth year.
Yeah.
And this is all done by Caleb Williams and his dad. He has no agent.
No, they're being smart about this of like exploring these different avenues. I do think it's a good idea to do this. There's another line in here. This is again trying to take advantage of language that either does or doesn't exist in the CBA, where they said they tried to get their payout as a forgivable loan, which would result in Williams getting all of his money tax-free until the loan was forgiven, which would be as far out as 10 years into the future. So that would give you tax-free, like again, whatever the draft slot was, let's just say it's $30 million.
He's slotted in at $39.4 million.
Okay, let's just call it 40, just to make it round.
Yep, make it easier.
That would mean in the first 4 years, he gets paid $40 million, and he gets $40 million.
That would be incredible.
Now think about what you can do with that when you invest it and you pay and you reap the rewards of that. Now you do have to pay, you know, roughly probably $20 million in taxes in six more years, but the amount of money and the interest and the investments you can make in that time period are significant.
Mm-hmm.
Now you could bet on some losers and be real screwed and then all of a sudden be bankrupt, but it does allow for more financial freedom and flexibility in the initial front half of the contract.
Well, but I'm also sure this is why the NFL doesn't want this to go. Like, this is why it took so long, because I'm sure the NFL fought it and is going to fight it as long as possible, because once one person does it, everyone else will. Because I do think what Caleb and his dad are really smart for, you're drafted, your money that you're going to make, you're slotted in, right? So instead of going and getting an agent and having to pay them 3%, which is usually the typical agent fee in the NFL, I believe it's still 3%. They're like, we're slotted already. Let's go and try and find different ways for us to make as much money as we can. And when I say us, I mean the two of them, so that Caleb can hold on to as much money as possible. Like, people look at
this
Caleb.
This is what owners do.
And people look at Caleb and they think he's stupid. He's not stupid. No. He's so smart. He just likes to paint his fingernails. No. That doesn't make you dumb.
No.
It just makes you a little eccentric.
Yeah, no, and then, like, this is for everyone's like, oh, he's being selfish or he's being entitled. This is how owners got rich and how they stay rich. You manipulate the rules in your favor.
Right. And go out and find a way to keep as much money as
possible. Yeah, not to get philosophical or into politics here. The reason why the tax code changes every year is because only the rich can afford to keep up with it. Like, that's the name of the game, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And Caleb Williams is trying to use that exact same strategy against them. And it's just, you know, that's more power to them. Take advantage of whatever financial opportunities present themselves. Now, I don't mean go rob a bank.
Yeah, don't do the Chiefsaholic. That's a bad move.
Don't go full wolf face.
It's a bad move, bad decision.
No, you never go full wolf face.
Now, unfortunately, like, for Williams and his camp, he wasn't able, like, it's more of a standard deal from what I'm reading through here on PFT. But I like that he tried it. And you know that eventually someone's going to get it done, or at least get close or get certain things done so that they're able to get more money. Because while you are slotted and each year it's going to go up and up and up because the salary caps keeps going up, there's going to be eventually a rookie that is able to get a Deshaun Watson type deal where it's so historic that no one even tries to match it. All the other owners go, never again will we do this.
Well, the interesting thing here is this isn't necessarily the ownership nixing it in Chicago, but it's the NFL.
Oh, yeah, they said no.
And they're saying that from a legal precedent based on what the CBA allows for.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to challenge these things. Again, this comes full circle to the whole point of clarification.
Right.
Just because it hasn't been done doesn't mean it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it's forbidden by the CBA. You need to challenge it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this stuff works. And honestly, I hope more players take notice of this and go, oh, we're allowed to do that?
Well, will you have enough players with the background that Williams has? Because Williams doesn't do this if his dad is a venture capitalist.
No.
Williams does this because his dad is a venture capitalist and his dad understands contracts and how to maximize your money. Like Lamar Jackson, he did the same thing, a little bit different because he was going for his second contract where he was agentless. He didn't have anyone as a venture capitalist saying like, hey, put it in an LLC and do this and so you can keep this, blah, 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 you know, right? That wasn't happening. But if there are people that have backgrounds like Caleb Williams' dad does, or, you know, they have someone in their family that have this background, or even they went to school.
Mm-hmm.
Where they did a lot of accounting.
Richard Sherman went, finding like, ways around he it. Went and, Sherman, Bobby Wagner.
Yep.
Bobby Wagner, school for accounting. Like, he was like, I want to understand this. Mm-hmm. And then he went and negotiated his last couple deals. He did his own.
And they have worked out lucratively for him.
And like, again, understanding how you get paid, what you get paid, and why you get paid, all those things. Vancouver Force text line says, why though? Why would a team or an NFL ever agree to that? What's the leverage? It's not a matter of leverage.
It's just trying.
Getting it as an unforgivable loan or a forgivable loan doesn't change the NFL. The NFL, the team still has to pay the $40 million.
Right.
It doesn't matter how, like, once they, like, so for whatever contract they have signed, the guaranteed money, they have to put that money in escrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's you have to have the cash flow to pay that, which is why the whole Patrick Mahomes deal was like crazy because like, yeah, he just got a $500 million deal and now they have to have like $200 million in cash on hand just for Patrick Mahomes' contract. Think about that. Like the net worth of Jeannie Buss of the Lakers, I think is like $600 million.
It's crazy.
This would be her cash flow.
Her cash flow.
Which means she would have to pay a third of her cash in escrow.
Just to cover it.
Just to cover Patrick Mahomes' contract. Like,
that's absolutely insane.
So like it's not necessarily about leverage. This is about Caleb Williams and what he does with his money.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only reason the league is saying no is because the language in the CBA. This isn't like the league isn't saying no because they don't want to do it. Because there's nothing there that should stop them. Because they're legally obligated to pay that money. How they pay it out, like it's the whole like cryptocurrency thing.
Right.
If the dude wants it in cryptocurrency,
when you buy, you know, $20 million worth of crypto and you give it to them, and then it goes up and down based on. I wonder then if someone will try and do it, like, instead of, I guess you can't, you have to have the money to then buy the stock or whatever. Mm-hmm. I wonder why there hasn't been someone who's like, I really love a certain stock. Give me X amount
of shares.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Like if you had an
the
owner,
CBA could be prohibitive in that, in fact.
Yeah. I don't know. Like if you're going to play for Denver and you've got the Walmart owners that are, you know, cashing your check, like, mm-hmm. Hey, I would like some shares in Walmart or whatever.
I would almost be certain in that case, the same thing with like Steve Ballmer and Microsoft, mm-hmm. in LA, I think that would be looked at as favors other than,
right, and
which
then
is
that
not technically allowed in the CBA, which is kind of like, you know, the whole Kawhi Leonard thing and how he may or may not have had a house bought for him by the Clippers and he may or may not have a helicopter that flew him back and forth. Like, those are things that
flew back and forth to the doctors.
Non-permissible benefits, not allowed for in the CBA. You could say those if you're like an LA franchise, like, no, there's sponsors that are paying for that.
See, and that's
how you get away with it.
But I love that the players are finally pushing. Like,
you know,
that's
exactly what I love.
And like this, a lot of this is over my head. Look, I took one accounting class. Mm-hmm. I may or may not have used Google to pass it because it was during COVID times. Mm-hmm. It's possible that these things happen. But I find as I get older and I try to figure out my own taxes, mm-hmm. and I try and figure out, as someone who's looking into starting a Roth IRA,
there you go.
It's one of the more interesting things, and unfortunate it's, you know, Monday morning quarterback of like, man, I wish I took more accounting classes. Yes. I wish I took more money-based classes so that I understood it.
Yep.
Right? And you just finally have I guess it's more of his dad than Caleb necessarily, but you have a player that understands money and is going to do everything that he can to maximize it.
Yes.
And this is just the start. Because if he's doing it, there's going to be other ones.
Yeah, and I think it's a long way before you start getting player after player after player challenging certain things. And you do have to have a level of gravitas to like actually ask for those things.
Right.
Like if you're, you know, Mr. Irrelevant, like Brock Purdy is not out there like, I want my contract in crypto, you go, you're going to take what you get and like it.
Yeah, but Bobby Wagner can represent himself in those meetings because he's Bobby freaking Wagner.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, yeah,
he's the best linebacker in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's totally doable. So, but it is very, very, like, again, this is probably, some people are like, oh my God, please shut up. I don't care about this. But I find this incredibly interesting because the implications of this kind of thing, and it allows, because this is how players generate even more wealth, and this is how you become an kind of a mogul. This is how you become LeBron James,
and they're all trying to do it.
Yes, the ones that have the power, the ones that are at the top, like, they're trying to take more, because this is how LeBron James transitions from being a player to being an owner in the NBA. Is you have
Tom Brady.
You have real capital that you get out of this. Now, Tom Brady probably gets some alimony payments from Giselle that are pretty good, so it's still insane to me that she is worth like double what he is.
I'm not. She was number one for a long, long time in a much more lucrative avenue. And Tom Brady also was like, he was so football focused.
Yeah, she looked at his paychecks and she was like, that's cute.
That's cute.
Honey, did you spend your allowance this week?
Crazy. Speaking of crazy, it might be that time of year. Can we have an honest conversation about some ballpark food? That and more here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/AtBat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's summertime. It's baseball season. It's the dog days, which means it's time for the dog days. By dogs, I mean all of the hot dogs.
Just food in general.
The ballpark food that comes out. And look, I love the crazy ballpark food. Now, I don't love all of it, but I love that all of the fellow fatties are out there experimenting. We're getting real weird. And the Kansas City Royals set the bar very high, and every year they deliver, including this one, the Taste of the K Taco.
I'm so excited.
I think they put the K in there just to be like, we're not going to go full into it. It is a hot dog wrapped in a cheeseburger quesadilla.
Yum.
But wait, there's more. Topped with barbecue brisket. But wait, there's more.
There's still
French fries, lettuce, onion, and sriracha cracker jacks and whatever 816 sauce is.
And for an extra dollar, you can get a side of Tums.
I mean, this thing is egregious, but I'm like,
you have to have it.
Is there something here that I don't like? Now, I'm not a big, like, sweets guy, but sriracha, little salty sweet cracker jack action.
Did you have to try it?
I mean, am I ordering a whole bucket of them?
No.
But am I trying a couple of them?
This is a small bucket. You're damn right.
Also, I can do without the lettuce. Take the lettuce off this because number one, it's crappy.
You ain't that awful. Green.
No, I love spinach. I love arugula. Like number one, I don't like lettuce on anything other than a salad. Even then, it better be green leaf and not that crappy iceberg. It was like, well, you need the crunch. Find literally anything else in it with crunch.
Didn't know there was a difference.
Oh, God. I can't stand shredded lettuce on anything.
Just like green, throw it in. Must be healthy.
God, it's disgusting. But get rid of the lettuce, and I'm 100% in on this. Swap it with some arugula. Swap it with some spinach. Swap it with a million other greens. I'm totally in. But this thing is fantastic.
I'm a big fan of, like, if I'm in a new city, like, I gotta try your local eats. If I'm in a new ballpark,
even
I gotta
Skyline
try
chili?
Your crazy. Oh, dude, I love Skyline Chili. But I've never had, like, true Skyline Chili.
You
I've
look
had,
like what my like mom Skyline has made. Chili.
That's right. Dude, what's not to love? It's chili and noodles.
Speaking of which, I saw that there's a Skyline Chili chain
here.
No, not here. But yeah, anyway, it was voted as the number one regional fast food joint in the or fast food like chain in the country.
Wow, that's see, look, the people love Skyline Chili. I'm willing to try. I've only tried like my mom's, which like hers is very good, but I'm sure it's not the same. It's like getting a Philly cheesesteak from a non-Philadelphian making a cheesesteak.
Well, I mean, it's not a Philly cheesesteak unless it's from Philly, otherwise it's just a cheesesteak.
Right. Like if I'm in Philadelphia, I got to have a Philly.
What was the cheesesteaks place that Rufio brought it from?
That was
good.
Oh, so
I forget that one.
Rufio brought us great cheesesteaks.
Those are bomb cheesesteaks.
I forget, yeah.
That's just down the street here from the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yes, super yummy.
But yeah, it's just cheesesteak. It wasn't a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Like, at least sure that's a like, Philly version.
Or like we've gotten from, Capriotti's before.
Capriotti's has got a pretty little banger, too.
Of course, we can't forget about the good old Steakadelphia.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Steakadelphia does good stuff, too.
But look, you said you found another one of these ballpark egregiousness?
Yes.
What do you got?
But this is one that I actually would be all for. It's at the Rockies ballpark, spaghetti and meatballs, except It's not spaghetti, it's vanilla ice cream, and the meatballs are chocolate donut holes, and then it's drizzled with a strawberry syrup, and instead of some Italian herbs on there, it's a little bit of mint.
Now, is Yum. The ice cream like...
It looks like pasta.
You gotta have it.
So they like put it through and like freeze it as an extruder kind of a deal?
Yeah, or like, yeah, it looks like, or maybe it's kind of a... It probably looks a little more dense than a soft serve. But yeah, I mean, it looks like a pile of spaghetti noodles.
They just put it through like one of the little nozzles on
if
it.
If you didn't know.
One of those Play-Doh machines that you had as a kid.
If you didn't know, you would have no
idea.
I want
a Play-Doh machine that shoots ice cream. That's a perfect spot for they put it in my face hole.
Well, apropos of nothing, a couple of years ago, we went and rebought the old Snoopy snow cone machine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
just like the one from when I was a kid.
When we were in Vegas, I had a mojito. So my thing that Mojito's I go to, number one, mojito is my drink.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
It is the perfect warm weather drink. There's nothing but we went to.
I'll counter that with a Moscow Mule. With cucumber vodka.
Oh, see, I hate cucumber.
Kentucky Mule.
But they had, we went to Gordon Ramsay Burger and they had a watermelon Red Bull mojito.
Did it give you wings?
Was it made with real watermelon or something with watermelon flavor?
It's made with the limited edition watermelon Red Bull.
Oh, okay. See, I can't, watermelon is one of those when it's an artificial flavor, I'm out.
Oh,
see,
really?
Like, I'll eat watermelon, I love watermelon, but anything that's like a watermelon flavored soda or...
Oh, see, I love watermelon flavored things, especially like watermelon Bubblicious.
Yeah.
Might be like one of the best flavors ever invented.
Watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Are you not a watermelon Jolly Rancher guy?
No.
Really?
I was never big on Jolly Ranchers anyway. I don't have that kind of patience.
You're a chomp.
You're
a chomper.
Just stuck in your teeth like there's no tomorrow. Just glued together.
Yeah, I pulled one of my braces brackets off as a kid with a now and later.
Beautiful.
But yeah, so it's one of the better mojitos we've ever had. It was made with, like, the mint looked like they just pulled it out of the garden. Mm-hmm. It was the freshest looking mint at a restaurant I've ever seen. I was like, okay, Gordon, thanks for plucking this off the vine. Yeah. Appreciate you. But
that's why he's the best.
Right? Burger was incredible. Oof, it was definitely a top five burger I've ever had. But it was such a weird combination, but it was delicious. The mojito was incredible. I didn't know, number one, weird offshoot flavored Red Bull existed, but you couldn't really taste the energy drink part of it. Nothing came like
it's all watermelon.
It was done like a chef does a meal. It was like done by a bartender that like very much knows how to bring the flavors out and mute other things. It was incredible. I was like, oh my God. Like I say that because they had a, I had somebody else that got the toffee pudding milkshake and it was an egregious looking thing.
I bet.
I don't know if that's good. I don't know if I want toffee in my milkshake.
He's British.
Yeah, that's right. He makes a fancy corn dog. I get it.
I need to pull up the menu because
they call that beef Wellington.
Oh my God.
It's a fancy corn dog.
Did you really just do that?
It's a fancy corn dog. It's meat and bread on top.
Oh my God. Did you?
Am I wrong?
Yes.
How so?
Good.
Explain to me how it's not a fancy corn dog.
Oh my God. What is this
meat?
Look, let's break this down.
Meat over with corn wrapped around it.
It's not corn though. It's not cornmeal.
It's more of like a bread
it is literally
pastry dough.
It's a lattice pastry. It's not cornmeal.
I don't know anything about lattice or her pastries. It's a fancy corn dog, and it's funny saying it because people get really upset.
I mean, I can smell what he's stepping in here.
Don't you do that?
It's like when you call a hot dog a sandwich. Like, are you correct? Probably not, but it's close enough that you can get away with it.
So apparently, the menu at Gordon Ramsay Burger is not working right now.
it heard you.
Yeah, it's like I want to be able to pull this up because
refuse it.
I want to pull up this dessert because it was kind of nuts.
Is that the bread
kinda,
pudding?
Yeah, it kind of goes along the same line of like, what is this? Let's see. They have the brown butter caramel pecan shake, a creme brulee shake, And then, yeah, it was a pudding.
I'd try it.
Bread pudding and ice cream sandwich. Yeah, these combinations, like, it was like, why do we need this? I'm like, why don't we?
No, you just got to try it. Have you seen the Milwaukee Brewers Bloody Mary coming? Someone texted us in on the Vancouver
Was this,
Ford text
was this last year?
Dude, there's like it's a whole hot dog and a burger and a pretzel on this thing.
It's like $50.
It comes with popcorn.
Yeah. What you do is you give the kids give the kids like a corn dog and the popcorn, and the adults eat the rest.
I was like, are you sure it's not a beef Wellington?
That's closer to a beef Wellington because there's so much going on. Have you seen that there's a TikTok video of a kid who like cooks like high-end food in his dorm room?
Yes.
And he cooks a beef Wellington on a hot plate?
Yes, it's the most ridiculous thing ever.
And Gordon Ramsay saw it and he's like, this is incredible.
This is awesome.
I mean, for those that don't know what a beef Wellington is and how it's made, it's
fancy corn dog.
Truly incredible. It is diced mushrooms. How are you?
You never put mushrooms on your corn dog?
I dare you. I dare you to put a baked layer of diced mushrooms on your corn dog.
I'm going
to
put some portobello on there.
Do some truffle. I did have the truffle fries at Gordon Ramsay Burger.
That does sound really
good. Oh, buddy.
There's some great Vegas food spots.
Look, man, Vegas is probably the best food city in this country.
Dude, there's onion rings on this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that thing's incredible. There's
a pretzel.
That is a...
Are we talking the bloody?
Yeah.
A pickle, a slice of carrot, cauliflower, a cucumber, salami, pretzel, nachos, an olive, baby corn, some sort of giant green bean, asparagus, garlic, pieces of four different styles of sausage, a very mayo-heavy roast beef sandwich, half a hot dog with bun, a cheeseburger, a cheese curd, a meatball, some peanuts, a bag of popcorn, decorated with what looks like icing, but it's probably some sort of cheese because Wisconsin, bacon and a celery stalk. Oh, and a Brewer's flag.
I think I could eat everything but the flag. I really do. I think if you gave me 9 innings, that might be the next challenge.
How is it only $5?
What?
You sure it's not 50 and they forgot the zero?
Look, yeah, maybe. I mean, I guess it could be. But
it's from O'Davy's Pub. I want to hang out with O'Davy. We need more things.
Seems like a good hang. Right?
That's right. Man. Probably a really cool dude. We need more of these like weird food things. Not like spicy ones, but just like ridiculous things at sporting events around here. We need more of them. And I'm not talking crickets at Mariner games, because I've done that and that's fine. Cool.
Yeah. I'm out on the eating bugs. Sorry. You can off.
It's fine.
I've had the chocolate grasshoppers. They're fine.
If I want something crunchy in my chocolate, I'll eat a Nestle Crunch.
Yeah. Ooh. Underrated candy bar.
Yeah.
There's never been a time in my life when somebody's like, hey, do you want a Nestle's Crunch? Where I was like, no.
It's hard to find them.
Well, and you get like your little packages of the Hershey's miniatures, right? So you get the Mr. Good Bar and the plain Hershey's and the special dark, the crackle.
Yeah, same thing.
It's the same thing, but just the Hershey version.
And guess what?
But that's the only time you ever see it is in that little Halloween bag.
Yep. And you know what? All the other ones, they sit in the bag. The crackle, that's what I eat.
Mm-hmm. The other one that's underrated, what is it? 100 grand bar?
Oh, I love the 100 grand.
Amazing.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, if you get an older one and it's a touch stale, that thing will rip your gums right out of your face.
The stale one.
Impressive that they kept it the 100 grand and they haven't gone up for inflation.
Right? Yeah. No kidding.
But
start calling it the half a mil.
Got them. All right, coming up next, our worst day on the web. Folks, there's things just don't call 9114. But first, here's a big Kahuna Sports Center update.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan. It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Did you know that for kids now, when they want to say something is bad, they call it Ohio?
I don't think we do that.
I have not heard that.
Yeah, that's so Ohio.
I don't think we do that.
No, I'm talking about like, you're no longer a kid.
Depends on the person.
No, you're no longer a kid.
You're just a young buck.
Yeah, you're moving past the kid stage. And yes, no, there's a skibbity and Ohio means something.
Don't do skibbity. Those guys are idiots.
Yeah, well, it's a real thing. So
I know it is, but skibbity. As a teacher, I hate that.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, So
just wait.
I say that as a point. In Zanesville, Ohio, an Ohio woman has pled guilty, making hundreds of calls to emergency services using the local first responders for unnecessary ambulance rides to the hospital. Kesha Kennedy of Zanesville has pled guilty to felony disrupting public services, felony making false alarms, and 25 counts of misdemeanor misuse of 911 systems.
25? All in one? Like, they're like, we're just going to hit her with 25, or these 25 separate?
25 is the low number, because officials say that beginning in 2020, Kennedy called 911 almost 400 times, complaining of various illnesses. The fire department handled responses and said they became strained by her improper and frequent use of emergency resources.
Is she a hypochondriac?
That's what it sounds like. It says ambulances and first responders transporting Kennedy for non-existent emergency, they were unavailable to services those experiencing actual emergencies. They say the responders couldn't respond to a call involving a person unable to breathe because they were transporting Kennedy for a fake call. The person with breathing trouble later died.
Yeah, whoops.
Oh. But if she's a hypochondriac, they have to, like, do something to help her, right? Or is there no helping hypochondriacs?
I mean, figure it out, dude. Not you, her.
Oh, I was like, I have not called an ambulance ever.
She called 911 multiple times every week, sometimes calling for first responders several times on a single day. Let's see, at Genesis Hospital, she was repeatedly informed she had no medical issues or emergencies. However, the hospital was forced to triage her every time she arrived, with, of course, the taxpayers picking up the tab for each transport visit through Medicaid.
Why are they forced to triage her?
Because when you show up at the hospital, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. You're not supposed to, you can't turn anybody away.
Here's the best part. A county assistant prosecutor who handled the case stated in court that she demonstrated a fictitious disorder, which means that she's a liar.
So maybe she's not even a hypochondriac. Yeah. She just wants attention.
Uh-huh. In 2023, Kennedy was found guilty of misusing the 911 system in Licking County.
Yeah, she's got lots of different counties here. Muskingum, Licking, Guernsey, Franklin, and Cuyahoga.
So does she just run around to all the different counties? She's like, all right, can't call in this county anymore. I need more attention.
Well, I will say, I was on the way here before going to Vegas, and a guy going 120 in a silver Dodge Ram almost ran me off the road changing lanes. He split in between us when the gap was like basically wide.
Nothing.
Truck.
Yeah.
And he yanked the steering wheel over so hard that his wheels went into the, like, across the line, mm-hmm. right next to the center divider.
Right,
I was like, oh, he's going to plow into that, and this is going to be fun, dummy. But I immediately just grabbed my phone and called 911, and it was at, I just passed the 217 I-5 interchange.
Okay.
And right there, it transfers from Washington to Multnomah County. So I ring through, and I get Washington County immediately, and I go, hey, I'm here. I'm at mile marker, whatever. I'm getting ready to head up the hill to the Taylor's Ferry exit. And they're like, oh, you're heading to Multnomah County. Let me transfer you. I'm like, that's fine. Go ahead. And I still have the truck in front of me, like, relatively. I mean, I'm not kidding. It's going 120. It took 4 minutes for Multnomah County to pick up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're like, can we, 911, what's your emergency? I'm like, well, it wasn't kind of an emergency in the sense of like a traffic emergency, but it took you 4 minutes to answer, so that person's gone.
Yeah,
here's their license plate number if you want to put an APB for them. But
yeah,
like, I was trying to alert you guys that, you know,
they're not being safe
a while ago.
Yeah. I know it's like not your fault, like, stuff's happening, but it was like, it was very much like the difference between going from Washington County and Multnomah County.
Yeah,
was hilarious. Washington County, immediate pickup.
Yeah, they're like, what's going
but
on?
But to your point of like how she could get into different counties, literally that simple. The handoff takes place like that.
Well, and I'm assuming in Ohio, too, county's probably a touch smaller.
Yeah,
yeah.
The size of Oregon.
Yeah.
I had one time where I was coming back from working a game, and I had to go somewhere else, and I came down 205 and came out, this is when I was living in Tualatin, and I came out the Stafford side and then ended up down by Wilsonville Road where I lived, and it's the difference between, again, Clackamas County and Washington County.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy drunk as a skunk, like, in it, like, I watch him drive into the ditch.
Ooh.
I went maybe 8 blocks from where he was, and there were cops that were sitting right there. There was another accident, and I pulled over real quick, and I was like, hey, guys, I just saw a guy literally drive into a ditch. He's hammered. And they're like, where at? I'm like, it's like 30 seconds at mm-hmm. most that direction right down the street right there. Like, if you go, you can get them. They're like, oh, yeah, no, that street right there that you turned off of, that's the county line. We can't go there. They were sheriffs.
That's right.
And yeah. It was like, this is all violently dumb. You can't go do that because it's on the other side of the line? Like, but again,
protocol.
Like this is all so much in the weeds, but that's how, you know, you can cross those lines very easily and get caught up in them. But 400 freaking phone calls?
Yeah, well, let's see here. One time, August 2023, law enforcement officers responded to a report of a behavioral emergency at Licking Memorial Hospital involving Kennedy. They questioned her, and she pretended she was suddenly unable to stand or walk. After being helped into a sitting position on a bench, she pretended to be unconscious. She then pretended to wake up and told officers she did not understand the meaning of being read her rights because she was disabled.
So she threw her head down like a toddler and then opened one eye. Was like, I'm passed out.
And then law enforcement spoke with doctors at the hospital who confirmed she was not disabled and did not need medical treatment or transfer to another hospital.
I don't like her.
Vancouver 4 text line says, Ohio equals bad. Sigma equals good. That's the other one. Sigma is a good thing.
I thought alpha was a good thing. Don't you want to be an alpha male, not a beta?
No, we're moving past that.
I don't even know what sigma means.
Well, I mean, it's a Greek letter, but
yeah,
it's right next to ligma.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Ligma what?
As an expert in the Greek system in colleges, I don't think ligma's on there.
You don't think ligma's on there?
No, I don't think so.
See, and the thing is, too, they've got this lady's mugshot, and you can tell she got a whole bunch of cray-cray in her because she's one of those where she's got the buns like Minnie Mouse ears up here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's an immediate
red flag. To be blunt, she's kind of hot.
It's a good photo for her.
It's not hurting her.
It's a good photo,
right? Like it's
she's gonna pop up on Mugshotties.
Yeah,
that's Mugshotties.
You guys don't follow that Instagram page? Is that just me? No.
What's unfortunate is like that so many states have like we're not gonna publish these anymore. I'm like that was like half the fun. It was like seeing what hot ended up in jail. Like what was that? Was that on E-Bomb's World?
It's on Instagram. No, but like
the OG one. I think it was on
the
E-Bomb's
original,
World.
Sure.
Yeah.
TMZ maybe?
Yeah. No, because this is before TMZ.
Wow. There's a before TMZ?
E-Bomb's World was like the genesis of internet.
Internet 1.0? Yeah.
Yes. That's where everything was. Look. And then MySpace. Also the Vancouver text line. As a native Ohioan, some of these counties are nowhere near each other.
So she's just mobbing around.
Yeah. So
calling people.
Deal says mugshotty. I can change her.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I'm not gonna lie. There've been a couple on there where I saw the thing
I can
and
save
it was
her.
Like, it's just attempted.
Yeah. It's attempted manslaughter.
She deserves her day in court. Damn it.
She's just passionate.
We are a country that you are innocent until proven guilty. I am going to wait till all the facts come out in her case.
This also in the Vancouver tax line. It would have been funnier in the story had Danny said to 911, he's also been going 120 miles an hour for 4 minutes, but I'm still right behind him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm following him for you. I don't want to lose him.
Yeah, no, I literally told him, I'm like, he's probably gone by now, but yeah. I remembered his plates and the make and model, and I could give you like a rough year, but like, he's gone. Yeah.
Sir, this is a citizen's arrest. Yeah. You need to pull over your silver Toyota Tundra.
It was a Dodge Ram.
Oh. Wow. That's right. People in Toyotas would never speed.
I remember these things.
Bet you still remember the license plate.
Yes, I do. And I can't remember my wife asking me to take out the trash, but this crap
this you can remember?
This stays in my head. And I'll be sitting there going, why do I remember this license plate number? It's all very, very, very dumb. So, yeah, that's our worst day on the web. A crazy hot chick who calls 911 way too much. She's probably, I mean, pretty likely going to go to jail for this.
Probably should.
Or do some like very serious community service.
Look, if you are calling double-digit amount of times to 911, you should probably really be looked into.
Well, yeah, you hit triple digits?
400 times. 400.
There you go. All right. Coming up next, have a little fun with audio. Look, there's nothing better than a Brit coming to America and realizing that they were wrong all along. Danny and Dusty, Today the Fan. It may have taken them 250 years to figure it out, but the Brits, after getting their royal behinds kicked in 1776, have come to America and have fully realized just how great things can be.
I've been driving for 5 minutes now and I can't wipe this smile off my face. I'm driving a Ram truck in America. Like, look how sick this is. Country music on the radio.
It's not country.
I'm going to Hooters in a Ram truck in America, boys. Yeehaw! Praise for freedom.
It's Levels by Avicii.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's country to them.
It's not country.
It's country.
I'm going to
who as? Who as? Oh. Only even the British would find a way to screw up boobs.
America.
Call them who as?
Who as?
Good Lord.
Perfect timing for the hat.
You do have a Hooters hat on. My goodness.
They give it to you when you go to the old Hooters Hotel in Vegas.
Like, look, we can't get rid of these things fast enough.
It costs less than my beer.
To be honest, I thought it was a Cleveland Browns hat.
No, it's a Hooters.
Wow. Hooters Hotel. It's so good they give you a hat.
Yeah. Like, honestly, the closet space is more valuable at this point.
Dude, the wings were horrific.
I'm sure they
should find somewhere else to go get food.
Look, as someone who left basic training, the first place I went was with my dad. He came down for my graduation. He took me to an optometrist so I could get rid of my BCGs, my birth control glasses, because they are a limiting factor in any kind of game you may or may not try to push. You could be Brad Pitt. You're not getting it done with those glasses on. They are a limiting factor. My dad was like, we gotta help you with those. So
what were you wearing? Like the
birth control glasses. That's the
That's what it was called.
They're called BCGs.
I'm looking at it.
What are they like? The Dahmers?
Type in birth control glasses, and I guarantee you they will pop up.
Okay.
My dad's like, we gotta get you squared away. So we went and did that, and then we're like, all right, let's go get some food. He's like, do you just want to go down the Riverwalk?
Oh, those aren't quite like the Dahmers. No, those are different.
No, but I know
Dahmers were like those real skinny, like wire frame.
Oh no, these are the, I'm getting my serial killers mixed up.
Yeah.
Who was it that had these? Was it the John Wayne Gacy?
Or like maybe BTK no, or something, but maybe.
Yeah. Oh, probably BTK, right? Is it BTK?
Might be. But yeah, they're big, thick, brown, ugly, nasty glasses.
Yeah, BTK kind of had them.
But we went there, and then my dad's like, hey, let's go get something to eat. Like, let's go down the Riverwalk. And lo and behold, a beacon a in the desert. Just, Hooters. Because you've not seen a pair of boobs in 8 weeks.
Hooters.
And so we went in there, and I was, look, I didn't care how bad the food was. It was just nice to see the opposite sex.
I cared how bad the food was.
I'd been eating.
I was upset.
Basic training food and had not seen a woman in 2 months. And so I was quite thrilled. Quite thrilled about the so Hooters holds a special place in my heart. One of my favorite brands of social media is Brits experiencing America and what it actually is, as opposed to what the news shows.
What they think.
Yeah. Watching them like eat Texas barbecue for the first time, or eating fried chicken, or anything that's not boiled.
Yeah, what's their big meal over there? Beans and toast or something like that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a breakfast.
Traditional breakfast.
Yeah.
Or yuck.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash. Yeah.
What is bangers and mash?
Sausage and mashed potatoes. Yeah. Like link sausage and mashed potatoes.
That's a fine meal. Yeah, I'd eat that.
But again, like,
fish and chips are
fine. But again, it's basically boiled.
They boil it, and even they're like, it's funny. They talk about fish and chips. Mm-hmm. I've been over there.
Mm-hmm.
I've had better fish and chips here.
Yeah.
Well we're better here. That's why we won the war.
Well, I mean, yes. But also, our fish are better.
Yeah.
Like, it's better eating fish.
We're better than them.
Yes.
We use the right system of measure.
And you're not wrong. But them coming here and trying things and just being like, oh, my God, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
The newest one, there's some Brit, that travel influencer on TikTok was like, the average Brit has been to, like, 9 different countries. Meanwhile, an American hasn't left the country. And I'm like, every American replied with the size of the U.S. Yeah. over the size of Europe. It's like, yeah, most Americans have been to, like, 10 states.
Yeah.
And the distance that covers is, you know, Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you throw Texas on Europe and you're like, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. My goodness.
They're like, well, it's not different cultures. And I'm just like, buddy.
Yeah, you don't know.
The culture difference between Oregon and Mississippi? Pretty significant.
Yeah. culture difference. You don't have to go that far between Oregon and, you know, New Mexico.
Try Western Utah? Oregon yeah. and Eastern Oregon.
Yeah. yeah.
Big cultural difference.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's one of my favorite, it's one of my favorite things. Vancouver Ford text line. Craig Ferguson of Scott does a great stand-up routine on this exact situation where damp wasn't one of its national colors.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough, but yeah, you get to try again. We talked this a couple weeks ago. The fact that it was 75 degrees
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan. It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Did you know that for kids now, when they want to say something is bad, they call it Ohio?
I don't think we do that.
I have not heard that.
Yeah, that's so Ohio.
I don't think we do that.
No, I'm talking about, like, you're no longer a kid.
Depends on the person.
No, you're no longer a kid.
You're just a young buck.
Yeah, you're moving past the kid stage. And yes, no, there's a skibbity, and Ohio means something
bad. Oh, don't do skibbity. Those guys are idiots.
Yeah, well, it's a real thing. So
I know it is, but skibbity. As a teacher, I hate that.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
just wait.
I say that as a point. In Zanesville, Ohio, an Ohio woman has pled guilty, making hundreds of calls to emergency services using the local first responders for unnecessary ambulance rides to the hospital. Kesha Kennedy of Zanesville has pled guilty to felony disrupting public services, felony making false alarms, and 25 counts of misdemeanor misuse of 911 systems.
25? All in one? Like, they're like, we're just going to hit her with 25, or these 25 separate
25 is the low number because officials say that beginning in 2020, Kennedy called 911 almost 400 times, complaining of various illnesses. The fire department handled responses and said they became strained by her improper and frequent use of emergency resources.
Is she a hypochondriac?
That's what it sounds like. It says ambulances and first responders transporting Kennedy for non-existent emergency, they were unavailable to services those experiencing actual emergencies. They say the responders couldn't respond to a call involving a person unable to breathe because they were transporting Kennedy for a fake call. The person with breathing trouble later died.
Yeah, whoops.
Oh. But if she's a hypochondriac, they have to, like, do something to help her, right? Or is there no helping hypochondriacs?
I mean, figure it out, dude. Not you, her.
Oh, I was like, I have not called an ambulance ever.
She called 911 multiple times every week, sometimes calling for first responders several times on a single day. Let's see, at Genesis Hospital, she was repeatedly informed she had no medical issues or emergencies. However, the hospital was forced to triage her every time she arrived, with, of course, the taxpayers picking up the tab for each transport visit through Medicaid.
Why are they forced to triage her?
Because when you show up at the hospital, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. You're not supposed to, you can't turn anybody away.
Here's the best part. A county assistant prosecutor who handled the case stated in court that she demonstrated a fictitious disorder, which means that she's a liar.
So maybe she's not even a hypochondriac. Yeah. She just wants attention.
Uh-huh. In 2023, Kennedy was found guilty of misusing the 911 system in Licking County.
Yeah, she's got lots of different counties here. Muskingum, Licking, Guernsey, Franklin, and Cuyahoga.
So does she just run around to all the different counties? She's like, all right, can't call in this county anymore. I need more attention.
Well, I will say, I was on the way here before going to Vegas, and a guy going 120 in a silver Dodge Ram almost ran me off the road changing lanes. He split in between us when the gap was like basically wide
nothing
for his truck.
Yeah.
And he yanked the steering wheel over so hard that his wheels went into the across the line, mm-hmm. right next to the center divider.
Right,
he's gonna plow into that and this is gonna be fun, dummy. But I immediately just grabbed my phone and called 911, and it was at, I just passed the 217 I-5 interchange.
Okay.
And right there, it transfers from Washington to Multnomah County. So I ring through and I get Washington County immediately. And I go, hey, I'm here. I'm at mile marker, whatever. I'm getting ready to head up the hill to the Taylor's Ferry exit. And they're like, oh, you're heading to Multnomah County. Let me transfer you. I'm like, that's fine. Go ahead. And I still have the truck in front of me, like relatively. I mean, I'm not kidding. It's going 120. It took 4 minutes for Multnomah County to pick up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're like, can we, 911, what's your emergency? I'm like, well, it was a kind of an emergency in the sense of like a traffic emergency, but it took you 4 minutes to answer. So that person's gone.
Yeah.
Here's their license plate number if you want to put an APB for them. But
yeah.
Like I was trying to alert you guys that, you know,
they're not being safe.
A while ago.
Yeah. I know it's like not your fault, like stuff's happening, but it was like, it was very much like the difference between going from Washington County and Multnomah County was hilarious. Washington County, immediate pickup.
Yeah, they're like, what's going
but
on?
But to your point of like how she could get into different counties, literally that simple. The handoff takes place like that.
Well, I'm assuming in Ohio too, county's probably a touch smaller.
Yeah. The size of Oregon.
Yeah.
I had one time where I was coming back from working a game, and I had to go somewhere else, and I came down 205 and came out, this is when I was living in Tualatin, and I came out the Stafford side and then ended up down by Wilsonville Road where I lived, and it's the difference between, again, Clackamas County and Washington County.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy drunk as a skunk, like in it, like I watched him drive into the ditch.
Ooh.
I went maybe 8 blocks from where he was, and there were cops that were sitting right there. There was another accident, and I pulled over real quick, and I was like, hey, guys, I just saw a guy literally drive into a ditch. He's hammered. And they're like, where at? I'm like, it's like 30 seconds at most that direction right down the street right there. Like, if you go, you can get him. They're like, oh, yeah, no, that street right there that you turned off of, that's the county line. We can't go there. They were sheriffs.
That's right.
And it was like, this is all violently dumb. You can't go do that because it's on the other side of the line. But again,
protocol.
This is all so much in the weeds. But that's how, you know, you can cross those lines very easily and get caught up in them, but 400 freaking phone calls?
Yeah, well, let's see here. One time, August 2023, law enforcement officers responded to a report of a behavioral emergency at Licking Memorial Hospital involving Kennedy. They questioned her, and she pretended she was suddenly unable to stand or walk. After being helped into a sitting position on a bench, she pretended to be unconscious. She then pretended to wake up and told officers she did not understand the meaning of being read her rights because she was disabled.
So she threw her head down like a toddler and then opened one eye, was like, I'm passed out.
And then law enforcement spoke with doctors at the hospital who confirmed she was not disabled and did not need medical treatment or transfer to another hospital.
I don't like her.
Vancouver 4 text line says, Ohio equals bad, Sigma equals good. That's the other one. Sigma is a good thing.
I thought alpha was a good thing. Don't you want to be an alpha male, not a beta?
No, we're moving past that.
I don't even know what sigma means.
Well, I mean, it's a Greek letter, but...
Yeah.
It's right next to ligma.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Ligma what?
As an expert in the Greek system in colleges, I don't think ligma's on there.
You don't think ligma's on there?
No, I don't think so.
See, and the thing is, too, they've got this lady's mugshot, and you can tell she got a whole bunch of cray-cray in her, because she's one of those where she's got the buns like Minnie Mouse ears up here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's an immediate
red flag. To be blunt, she's kind of hot.
It's a good photo for her.
It's not hurting her.
It's a good photo,
right? Like it's
she's gonna pop up on Mugshotties.
Yeah, that's
Mugshotties.
You guys don't follow that Instagram page? Is that just me? No.
What's unfortunate is like that so many states have like we're not gonna publish these anymore. I'm like that was like half the fun. It was like seeing what hot ended up in jail. Like what was that? Was that on E-Bombs World?
It's on Instagram. No, but
like the OG one. I think it was on E-Bombs World.
Sure. Yeah. TMZ maybe?
Yeah. No, because this is before TMZ.
Wow. There's a before TMZ?
E-Bombs World was like the genesis of internet.
Internet 1.0? Yeah.
Yes. That's where everything was. Look. And then MySpace. Also the Vancouver text line. As a native Ohioan, some of these counties are nowhere near each other.
So she's just mobbing around.
Yeah. So
calling people.
Deal says mugshotty. I can change her.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I'm not gonna lie. There've been a couple on there where I saw the thing
I can
and
save
it was
her.
Like, it's just attempted.
Yeah. It's attempted manslaughter.
She deserves her day in court. Damn it.
She's just passionate.
We are a country that you are innocent until proven guilty. I am going to wait till all the facts come out in her case.
This also in the Vancouver tax line. It would have been funnier in the story had Danny said to 911, he's also been going 120 miles an hour for 4 minutes, but I'm still right behind him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm following him for you. I don't want to lose him.
Yeah, no, I literally told him, I'm like, he's probably gone by now, but yeah. I remembered his plates and the make and model, and I could give you like a rough year, but like, he's gone. Yeah.
Sir, this is a citizen's arrest. Yeah. You need to pull over your silver Toyota Tundra.
It was a Dodge Ram.
Oh. Wow. That's right. People in Toyotas would never speed.
I remember these things.
Bet you still remember the license plate.
Yes, I do. And I can't remember my wife asking me to take out the trash, but this crap
this you can remember?
This stays in my head. And I'll be sitting there going, why do I remember this license plate number? It's all very, very, very dumb. So, yeah, that's our worst day on the web. A crazy hot chick who calls 911 way too much. She's probably, I mean, pretty likely going to go to jail for this.
Probably should.
Or do some like very serious community service.
Look, if you are calling double-digit amount of times to 911, you should probably really be looked into.
Well, yeah, you hit triple digits?
400 times. 400.
There you go. All right. Coming up next, have a little fun with audio. Look, there's nothing better than a Brit coming to America and realizing that they were wrong all along. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. It may have taken them 250 years to figure it out, but the Brits, after getting their royal behinds kicked in 1776, have come to America and have fully realized just how great things can be.
I've been driving for 5 minutes now and I can't wipe this smile off my face. I'm driving a Ram truck in America. Like, look how sick this is! Country music on the radio!
It's not country.
I'm going to Hooters! In a Ram truck! In America, boys! Yeehaw! Praise for freedom!
That's levels by Avicii.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's country to them.
It's not country.
It's country.
I'm going to
who as?
Who as?
Oh. Only even the British would find a way to screw up boobs.
America.
Call them who as?
Who as?
Good Lord.
Perfect timing for the hat.
You do have a Hooters hat on. My goodness.
They give it to you when you go to the old Hooters Hotel in Vegas.
Like, look, we can't get rid of these things fast enough.
It costs less than my beer.
To be honest, I thought it was a Cleveland Browns hat.
No, it's a Hooters.
Wow. Hooters Hotel. So good they give you a hat.
Yeah. Like, honestly, the closet space is more valuable at this point.
Dude, the wings were horrific.
I'm sure they
should find somewhere else to go get food.
Look, as someone who left basic training, the first place I went was with my dad. He came down for my graduation. He took me to an optometrist so I could get rid of my BCGs, my birth control glasses, because they are a limiting factor in any kind of game you may or may not try to push. You could be Brad Pitt. You're not getting it done with those glasses on. They are a limiting factor. My dad was like, "We gotta help you with those." So
what were you wearing, like, the
birth control glasses?
That's what it was called.
They're called BCGs.
I'm looking at it.
What are they, like the Dahmers?
Type in birth control glasses, and I guarantee you they will pop up.
Okay.
My dad's like, we gotta get you squared away. So we went and did that, and then we're like, all right, let's go get some food. He's like, do you just want to go down the river walk?
Oh, those aren't quite like the Dahmers. No, those are different.
No, but I know
Dahmers were like those real skinny, like, wire frame.
Oh, no, these are the, I'm getting my serial killers mixed up.
Yeah.
Who was it that had these? Was it the John Wayne Gacy?
Or like maybe BTK
no,
or something,
but
maybe?
Yeah. Oh, probably BTK, right? Is it BTK?
Might be. But yeah, they're big, thick, brown, ugly, nasty glasses.
Yeah, BTK kind of had them.
But we went there, and then my dad's like, hey, let's go get something to eat. Like, oh, let's go down the river walk. And lo and behold, a beacon a in the desert. Just, Hooters. Because you've not seen a pair of boobs in 8 weeks.
Hooters.
And so we went in there, and I was, look, I didn't care how bad the food was. It was just nice to see the opposite sex.
I cared how bad the food was.
I'd been eating.
I was upset.
Basic training food, and had not seen a woman in 2 months. And so I was quite thrilled. Quite thrilled about the so Hooters holds a special place in my heart. One of my favorite brands of social media is Brits experiencing America and what it actually is, as opposed to what the news shows.
What they think.
Yeah. Watching them like eat Texas barbecue for the first time, or eating fried chicken, or anything that's not boiled.
Yeah, what's their big meal over there? Beans and toast or something like that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a breakfast.
Traditional breakfast.
Yeah.
Or yuck.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash. Yeah.
What is bangers and mash?
Sausage and mashed potatoes. Yeah. Like link sausage and mashed potatoes.
That's a fine meal.
Yeah,
I'd eat that.
But again, like,
fish and chips are
fine. But again, it's basically boiled.
They boil it, and even they're like, it's funny, they talk about fish and chips. Mm-hmm. I've been over there.
Mm-hmm.
I've had better fish and chips here.
Yeah.
Well we're better here. That's why we won the war.
Well, I mean, yes, but also our fish are better.
Yeah.
Like, it's better eating fish.
We're better than them.
Yes.
We use the right system of measure.
And you're not wrong. But them coming here and trying things and just being like, oh, my God, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
The newest one, there's some Brit, that travel influencer on TikTok was like, the average Brit has been to, like, 9 different countries. Meanwhile, an American hasn't left the country. And I'm like, every American replied with the size of the U.S. Yeah. over the size of Europe. It's like, yeah, most Americans have been to, like, 10 states.
Yeah.
And the distance that covers is, you know, Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you throw Texas on Europe and you're like, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. My goodness.
They're like, well, it's not different cultures. And I'm just like, buddy.
Yeah, you don't know.
The culture difference between Oregon and Mississippi? Pretty significant.
Yeah. Culture difference. You don't have to go that far between Oregon and, you know, New Mexico.
Try Western Oregon and Eastern Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big cultural difference.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite things. Vancouver Ford text line. Craig Ferguson of Scott does a great stand-up routine on this exact situation where damp wasn't one of its national colors.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough. But yeah, you get to try, again, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. The fact that it was 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, and they're losing their minds over no AC.
Heat dome.
Yeah.
I was in Las Vegas the day before I got there. It was 120.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. They were losing their mind over room temperature.
It is 3 degrees above room temperature. What do I do? They're like, people are dying. And I'm like, that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Learn how to hydrate. Even a little bit.
Like, just
drink some water. Well, but they can't because people have been.
I mean, that water's disgusting.
Like, there's.
Well, I'm sure they got bottled water over there too. Do you not have a Brita filter?
Yeah, I wonder that. Like, you know, when you go to Mexico, like, you can't drink the water. Is it the same thing, like, if I go to Europe?
I mean, certain places, yes.
Yeah. Like, I know in, like, Greece.
Well, there are places in Mexico where, you know, most of your big hotels and stuff, they've got good filtration systems and whatnot. You go to your bars, you avoid the cocktails because of the ice. Yeah. You stick with beer.
If you're from here, if you've been spoiled by good water,
yeah.
There's very few places in the world where you can, like, drink water. I was stationed in West Texas. When you open the faucet, you can smell the sulfur. Like, that is not an exaggeration.
Oh, like, my wife,
you can smell the sulfur.
My wife has a family that lives in Idaho and, like, Nampa and stuff, and they have
all their hoses and stuff
outside.
Yeah.
It's a separate water system than the interior water. And so, yeah, the outside water that you hook up your sprinkler and stuff to, it just smells like sulfur.
Yeah.
It's god awful.
Super weird. But there you go. That's Brits.
Not to mention you're in smelling distance of the sugar beet factory there, too, which also stinks to hell.
Oh,
health.
God, yes, it does. When we come back, want to talk about how you can burn money betting on the NBA. In the meantime, I'm looking at mug shotties on Instagram. And that look, if I was a young single man, I would definitely feel like that there were some people
I could save. I followed one of them.
I understand why now women sometimes like the bad boys, because looking at some bad girls and
summer. You
know, I'm willing to dismiss the willingness to distribute cocaine.
She's just got some bad influences.
Yeah, she's just in the wrong neighborhood.
Summer and I would get along so well.
Right? Yeah. Right along with Cadence and Diamond. Coming up next year in Danny and Dusty, how to burn your money. Hour number 3, Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It may have taken them 250 years to figure it out, but the Brits, after getting their royal behinds kicked in 1776, have come to America and have fully realized just how great things can be.
I've been driving for 5 minutes now and I can't wipe this smile off my face. I'm driving a Ram truck in America. Like, look how sick this is. Country music on the radio.
It's not country.
I'm going to the Hooters in a Ram truck in America, boys. Yeehaw! Praise for freedom.
It's Levels by Avicii.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's country to them.
It's not country.
It's country.
I'm going to
who as? Who as? Oh. Only even the British would find a way to screw up boobs.
America.
Call them who as?
Who as?
Good Lord.
Perfect timing for the hat.
You do have a Hooters hat on. My goodness.
They give it to you when you go to the old Hooters Hotel in Vegas.
Like, look, we can't get rid of these things fast enough.
It costs less than my beer.
To be honest, I thought it was a Cleveland Browns hat.
No, it's a Hooters.
Wow. Hooters Hotel. It's
crossover.
So good they give you a hat.
Yeah. Like, honestly, the closet space is more valuable at this point.
Dude, the wings were horrific.
I'm sure
they should find somewhere else to go get food.
Look, as someone who left basic training, the first place I went was with my dad. He came down for my graduation. He took me to an optometrist so I could get rid of my BCGs, my birth control glasses, because they are a limiting factor in any kind of game you may or may not try to push. You could be Brad Pitt. You're not getting it done with those glasses on. They are a limiting factor. My dad was like, "We gotta help you with those." So
what were you wearing, like, the
birth control glasses? That's the
that's what it was called.
They're called BCGs.
I'm looking at them.
What are they, like the Dahmers?
Type in birth control glasses, and I guarantee you they will pop up.
Okay.
My dad's like, we gotta get you squared away. So we went and did that, and then we're like, all right, let's go get some food. He's like, do you just want to go down the Riverwalk?
Oh, those aren't quite like the Dahmers. No, those are different.
No, but I know
Dahmers were like those real skinny, like, wire frame.
Oh, no, these are the, I'm getting my serial killers mixed up.
Yeah.
God, who was it that had these? Was it the John Wayne Gacy?
Or like maybe BTK or something,
but,
maybe?
Yeah. Oh, probably BTK, right? Is it BTK?
Might be. But yeah, they're big, thick, brown, ugly, nasty glasses.
Yeah, BTK kind of had them.
But we went there, and then my dad's like, hey, let's go get something to eat. Like, let's go down the Riverwalk. And lo and behold, a beacon a in the desert. Just, Hooters. Because you've not seen a pair of boobs in 8 weeks.
Hooters.
And so we went in there, and I didn't care how bad the food was. It was just nice to see the opposite sex.
I cared how bad the food was.
I'd been eating.
I was upset.
Basic training food, and had not seen a woman in 2 months. And so I was quite thrilled. Thrilled about the so Hooters holds a special place in my heart. One of my favorite brands of social media is Brits experiencing America and what it actually is, as opposed to what the news shows.
What they think.
Yeah. Watching them, like, eat Texas barbecue for the first time, or eating fried chicken, or anything that's not boiled.
Yeah, what's their big meal over there? Beans and toast or something like that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a breakfast.
Traditional breakfast.
Yeah.
Or yuck.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash. Yeah.
What is bangers and mash?
Sausage and mashed potatoes. Yeah. Like Link sausage and mashed potatoes.
That's a fine meal. Yeah, I'd eat that.
But again, like,
fish and chips are fine.
But again, it's basically boiled.
They boil it, and even they're like, it's funny. They talk about fish and chips. Mm-hmm. I've been over there.
Mm-hmm.
I've had better fish and chips here.
Yeah.
Well, we're better. Better here. That's why we won the war.
Well, I mean, yes. But also, our fish are better.
Yeah.
Like, it's better eating fish.
We're better than them.
Yes.
We use the right system of measure.
And you're not wrong. But them coming here and trying things and just being like, oh my God, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
The newest one, there's some Brit, that travel influencer on TikTok, was like, the average Brit has been to like 9 different countries. Meanwhile, an American hasn't left the country. And I'm like, every American replied with the size of the U.S. Yeah. over the size of Europe. It was like, yeah, most Americans have been to like 10 states.
Yeah.
And the distance that covers is, you know, Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you throw Texas on Europe and you're like, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. My goodness.
They're like, well, it's not different cultures. And I'm just like, buddy.
Yeah, you don't know.
The culture difference between Oregon and Mississippi? Pretty significant.
Yeah. Culture difference. You don't have to go that far between Oregon and, you know, New Mexico.
Try Western Utah? Oregon yeah. and Eastern Oregon.
Yeah. yeah.
Big cultural difference.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's one of my favorite, it's one of my favorite things. Vancouver Ford text line. Craig Ferguson of Scott does a great stand-up routine on this exact situation where damp wasn't one of its national colors.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough, but yeah, you get to try, again, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, the fact that it was 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, and they're losing their minds over no AC.
Heat dome.
Yeah.
I was in Las Vegas the day before I got there. It was 120.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. They were losing their mind over room temperature.
It is 3 degrees above room temperature. What do I do? They're like, people are dying. And I'm like, that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Learn how to hydrate. Even a little bit.
Like, just
drink some water. Well, but they can't because people have been.
I mean, that water's disgusting.
Like, there's.
Well, I'm sure they got bottled water over there too. Do you not have a Brita filter?
Yeah, I wonder that. Like, you know, when you go to Mexico, like you can't drink the water. Is it the same thing? Like, if I go to Europe,
I mean, certain places, yes.
Yeah, like I know in like Greece,
there are places in Mexico where you know most of your big hotels and stuff they've got good filtration systems and whatnot. You go to your bars, you avoid the cocktails because of the ice. Yeah. You stick with beer.
If you're from here. If you've been spoiled by good water,
yeah.
There's very few places in the world where you can like drink water. I was stationed in West Texas. When you open the faucet, you can smell the sulfur. Like that is not an exaggeration.
Oh, like my wife,
you can smell the sulfur.
My
wife
has a family that lives in Idaho and like in Nampa and stuff, and they have
all their hoses and stuff
outside.
Yeah,
it's a separate water system than the interior water, and so the outside water that you hook up your sprinkler and stuff to, it just smells like sulfur.
Yeah,
it's god awful,
super weird. But there you go. That's Brits.
Not to mention you're in smelling distance of the sugar beet factory there, too, which also stinks to hell.
Oh, God, yes, it does. When we come back, want to talk about how you can burn money betting on the NBA. In the meantime, I'm looking at mug shotties on Instagram. And that look, if I was a young single man, I would definitely feel like there were some people
I could save. I followed one of them.
I understand why now women sometimes like the bad boys, because looking at some bad girls and
Summer. You
know, I'm willing to dismiss the willingness to distribute cocaine.
She's just got some bad influences.
Yeah, she's just in the wrong neighborhood.
Summer and I would get along so well.
Right? Yeah. Right along with Cadence and Diamond. Coming up next year on Danny and Dusty, how to burn your money. Hour number 3, Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.